Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh,
it's babe. Even better.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. Uh-uh. What everybody trying to be now, I was that.
Yeah.
They could never stop me. That's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. Swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or LA at the swap meet. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby. That phone call from the doc, we even. You could not stop me, so stop believing. Ringtone rap, this is not the season. Punchline's hard enough to stop your breathing. And the ladies will still pay a lot to see him. I'ma get rich long as I got my freedom. Usually when you get hit, it's for a reason. If you in the hood, better dodge the D's and watch your Q's and be on your P's and thank y'all all for coming out this evening. Having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me. They still wouldn't be able to stop me.
Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had my man, Uncle Swizzle, with the GQ General Question. We also had one of his artists on the air, Mike Moet, and we played his smashing single that he got floating around, Addiction. After Uncle Swizzle and his artist, Mike Moet, we had another up-and-coming artist, Henjay, on the scene. And we talked to Hendry and found out what was going on with him and what his inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist in the music industry. After Hendry, we had one of the biggest female promoters in the building, Vonetta Lady V. And she's doing big things. Got L.I. on lockdown when it comes to the comedy, the promotional parties. She has the radio station. She's doing a lot of things. She got big things coming up, and she got big things going on. And after promoter Lady V last week, we had our special guest appearance, comedian Hassan Baby Boy Oliver, who had us on the floor laughing like crazy. To hear last week's episodes, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace to check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Eric Bendross with the G2 General Question from 6 to 6:45. After Eric, we have up-and-coming artist Curtis Jones, R&B sensation. And we also have G-Ball, who's another artist who's supposed to be coming on. We're going to clear that up in a minute and explain that to y'all. After those two artists, we have one of the biggest female organizations in the building, CEO of Trendsetters, Couture. After Couture, we have another hilarious comedian on for y'all, Rakim Singleton, a.k.a. Chichi. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Eric and his GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Butter, baby.
Can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Everybody, I
Don,
we're getting ready to
welcome
shoot.
Welcome back
the behind
to DQ Palace Radio. And with me right now, I have Eric Bendross. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I want to tell you, it's been an honor, you know, having you on as long as we've been trying to get, you know, in contact with you.
Yeah, I know, right?
I really want to thank you. And I know you're a busy man. You got a lot of things going on. So,
man, brother, who you telling? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well,
first,
I want to go ahead and, if it's all right, go ahead and shout the man out upstairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to go ahead and give a little prayer and everything.
Sure. You want us to turn the music down a little for you? And you could go ahead,
yeah, just a little bit, bro.
Okay. I would love that. Go ahead.
Dear gracious and eternal Father, Lord, I thank you. We thank you for another day on your green earth, because we know that not everyone was fortunate enough to see this day. Lord, I ask you to bring your Holy Spirit down right now to everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you for Rich Money giving me this opportunity to glorify your name in the earth. Lord Jesus, we beseech you right now for a wonderful, blessed radio program tonight, because that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a great time. Thank you, Lord. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Wow, that's a blessing. I never actually had that, you know, from a general question person come on and say a prayer. I really appreciate that. That's God bless. I really do appreciate that, Eric.
Absolutely. Him first.
Okay. Now, would you like to tell listeners a little something about yourself?
Absolutely.
Let them know about yourself, what you got going on. Let them know all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope we have the time. No, I'm just kidding. No. Glory be to God. He really blessed me throughout my life. Actually, music was my first love, singing. And so I always wanted to do that, you know. And then I found out I had a talent for acting and then writing. So always have been in the arts, you know. If you look at Too Fast, Too Furious, I have a little spot there. I'm dancing, you know. I appeared on South Beach Code here recently. That was last year. Also had some independent films that I starred in, Never Get Married, What's a Friend, Ultimate Betrayal, and also co-wrote those, and then there was Misfits as well. I know I'm going fast. I'm just trying to fit it all in. And
no, it's all right. Go ahead. Take your time. Go ahead.
Also, I've written for Chalet Magazine. You know, that's a high fashion lifestyle magazine. Currently doing some things with them. You know, we just trying to do some big things here, but most of all here recently, I've really been on my inspirational writing, you know. Like I said, it started off with a prayer, because really for me, I've discovered, and Solomon was the wisest man to ever walk the earth, right? And he discovered, as have I now, that in this entire world, when it all comes down to it, when it's all said and done, it's all vanity, you know. All this is temporary stuff, all these things we long for and want, you know, the so-called finer things in life. But if you don't have God in your life, you know, basically, you don't have anything. So that's my sole purpose right now. You know, that's, I found you, you know, and it's a glorious thing. But the thing is, what I want folks to understand, that being a man of God, being a woman of God, it's not just, you know, thinking about the end time. You know, it's relevant to right now. Your life can be so fruitful, you know, right now in this life.
Okay. Wow. You are actually deep with it, Eric. I got to tell you, you're real deep with it. You know, and that's a good thing about it. You know.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell listeners what your topic is for tonight?
Yeah, you just read my mind there, bro. So, the question is, heartbreak and heartache. How do you deal with it? And is that working for you?
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
But you know, Rich Money, I believe, because you know, I did my homework on you too.
Yeah,
brother. And you have some struggles in your life to get where you're at right now, you know. And shoot, you talking about I'm a busy man. I'm looking up to you, bro.
Nah, man. Add your hand, I cut mine off. But you know, but our lines is flooded right now. The lines is on fire. All right. If you're on the air and you want to get into Eric Vendrell's topic for this evening, press 1. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the line. I mean, press 1 to go on the air or stay on the line to hear the show. All right, E, we have our first caller for you coming on right now, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Well, let me start with name. Debbie.
Yes, hello? I'm here. Hi,
oh,
Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's Debbie from Facebook, hon.
Hey.
How are you?
I am blessed. How about yourself?
Very blessed. Very blessed. I loved your opening prayer. I thought that was so very unique and very kind of you to do so. And I like the topic for tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's hear about it, Jen.
Well, I don't really have heartbreak, but I don't really have heartache.
No?
No.
Wow. You got it good,
now,
then.
This is not just present tense. You know, everybody's going through something.
Exactly. No. That's what I thought.
Because I won't see it that way, and I won't feel it that way. I lift everything up to the man above. And
awesome. But you know what? Oh, go ahead.
I said, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it isn't, it isn't.
Hmm. Well, I tell you what, Debbie. The thing is, and I should have clarified this earlier. Heartbreak and heartache isn't exclusive to just relationships and love, you know. Matter of fact, and I want to pay homage and recognize the passing of my church mother. She just passed away yesterday.
Wow.
And we're all feeling it, you know. And she left a void, but you know, we're heartbroken, but we realize that she's going on to be with the Lord and she's not suffering anymore.
That's
in a better place. So that's another type of heartbreak, you know, loss and stuff. You know, so I don't know if you can relate on that. And
I understand what you're saying. I lost my father recently. And there's a couple ways you can see it. You can, I mean, you go through the sorrow that he's not around anymore, not someone you can talk to and give a call to. But then I think he's above, and he's now one of my angels watching over me and with me every day.
Okay.
I thank you so much, Debbie, for sharing with us.
My pleasure.
All right, well, Debbie, you can stay on the line, okay? If you want to, you can stay on the line. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on right now, okay?
All right.
All right, stay right there. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How is everyone?
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
great. Yes, I've experienced many heartbreaks, relationships, death, what have you, you know, but I've learned to lean on God's side because, you know, my testimony, I don't know if you all have ever heard the song. It could have been me. By Curtis Foster. So many things could have been me, but God saved me from it all. Heartaches, you know, drug addiction, jail, hell, all of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was going through some real, like, relationship hard times recently. And actually, this young man came into my life. And right now, you know, I'm feeling love, not just from him, but from my God, because that's the best relationship I've been in, and that was with God. You know, can't nobody love me no more than God can. And I don't tell anybody that. It took me a minute to realize it, but I know that God has my back through it all. You know, and that's a great topic that you picked, you know, and I want to commend you on it that, you know, hey, it's a lot of heartbreaks, and like you said, it doesn't have to be versus man versus woman.
Mm-hmm.
Losing exactly. someone, you know, and I lost my sister, in 2000, but it feels like it was yesterday. Yeah. I lost my mother in 73. I just went through some hard times, but thank God to my GQ family and man up above, I got through it all, you know. So it's what you make of it, and, you know, you got to pray about it and be about it regardless of what the situation is. You know, you either beat yourself down the rest of your life, or you let go and let God.
That's right. Because, you know, the thing is, if you faint in process, who wins then? You know, we certainly, but if you keep your mind stayed on the master, he'll keep you in perfect
peace. You can't
go
wrong.
That's right, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. You know, and like I said, my mother was 73, my father was 79, then my sister. And, you know, people look at me crazy when I say my sister was my soulmate, but she was. That was the best friend I had in my life, you know. But I had to learn how to talk to God and ask him for directions, obedience, the whole nine yards. It wasn't easy, and I'm still learning.
Right.
But I know he has my back every single day, you know, because without him, that's the only reason I'm waking up.
Yeah.
You know.
So, let me also, go ahead, listen.
No, you go
ahead. That's what a lot of people fail to realize. They think you're talking about heartbreak dealing with relationships, but mainly you're talking about the whole theory of heartbreak, regardless of relationships. Could be a loved
life
one.
Life in
you know?
General.
Yes, that you know you haven't got over. That's a heartbreak. You understand? Yeah.
It may have been a bill.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't got money to pay their bills, you know.
Some people are homeless. That's a heartbreak.
Yeah. It's a lot of struggles out here. And I tell you, this stuff can drive people mad, and it has.
Yeah.
But see, if you go to the book of Matthew where it talks about building your house, the two men that one of them built their house on a rock, the other one built their house on sand. And we all know when those storms come and you don't have any foundation, then you just blowing in the wind, you know? Because in this life, Jesus said, you shall have tribulation, you know, but he's your strength. And some of these trials come. All the trials and storms aren't all bad.
Uh-huh.
They come to build us up, you know. So even if you, for the person that's not as spiritual, you know, if you know that when adversity comes, you know, if you build your house on that rock, you know, you will weather through it. You know, they come to make you strong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's why I had to learn how to step out on faith.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to step out on faith because, you know, God will let you know that everything is going to be all right. If you just take that one step, he's going to take two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't easy for me. No, it wasn't. But with me knowing that he's got my back, I have no worries. Man can do nothing to me. because God has it all in his hands, and I don't worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says that he'll hide you in a secret place where nobody, not the devil, nobody can touch you. You know, he'll give you that perfect peace. I wanted to actually refer everyone to this site of mine with all my writings, because I have a series right now that I'm working on.
Okay.
And really, I say the true author is the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been called the gifted writer, this and that. All glory be to God. You know, I say he's the source. So, but if you go to ericbendroff.hubpages.com, and I'm doing this series, it's called Nobody But Jesus. The first one is, you know, it's just talking in general about what Jesus has done for us, and then goes into a bit of, you know, the now. Because a lot of us, we can't think that far ahead. And, oh, where are you going to spend your... Not all this is important, where your soul is going to spend the rest of eternity. But folks also want to know, what about now, man? You know, I'm struggling now.
Jesus is still here,
you know? And we need to know that type of stuff, you know? Also, and then the second one, Nobody But Jesus, Beware the Tempter. You know, after you, because I want to talk also about that submitted heart thing. You know, I go to a church where some amazing teaching. Pastor Nathaniel Sweeting at Faith Bridge Fellowship, which is like the basis of where I get a lot of, if not all of my stuff, you know. an amazing man of God. But after the sister mentioned about obedience. In order to be obedient, you have to have a submitted heart. You know, see, a lot of us in the body of Christ get it twisted. You know, we emphasize the thou shalt not. What about the thou shalt? What about loving kindness, long suffering, patience? You know, because you can't legislate behavior. What I mean by that is a bunch of laws and rules that for people, if you get at their heart, what you're passionate about, that's what you do. What's written on your personal constitution, where your intent is, you know, that's what you'll automatically do. You ever notice there's certain things that you just know automatically that's the direction that you're headed in? It's like second nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if for people, you can't just slam them with a bunch of laws and rules, that turns people off. But if you make the thou shalt appealing and they catch a hold of that, it's going to be automatic. Oh, well, I'm not going to covet my neighbor's wife. I'm not going to, you know, all that those wrongs, it's going to be automatic that you don't go in that direction, you know, because you're going to have a heart after God's heart, you know.
Wow. So. Well, what I want to do right now, E, my lines is flooded. Callers, if you want to get in on this topic with Eric Bendroff, press 1 to go on the air. I had a lot of callers, but I wasn't getting no response. So all y'all callers that press 1, I need y'all to go back out because I didn't hear y'all. And come back in and call again if you want to go on the air. But what I want to do right now, I just want to go to a brief intermission, and we're going to come back and we're going to finish discussing your topic. Is that good?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be right back with Eric Bendroff and his GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, E, now, a lot of people would say, you know, some relationships is heartbreaks and some of them not. How would you clarify the fact of how a person would actually get through working that out? Because I know you have experience in, you know, letting people know about certain situations and how you go about being in a situation like that. Do you have any, like, comments on that or any thoughts about that?
Yeah, actually, well, as far as relationships, at one time, I would say I wasn't the one to give advice at all on that. I was in a relationship, then out of a relationship, then tried to get back in that same relationship again. The thing is, that when you're giving, it's okay to give, but when you keep giving your all and you're not getting even half as much back, you know, and you've invested so much, I know it's hard to let go, but you gotta let go, you know, and be strong enough and love yourself enough to let go, move on, because God has something better out there for you.
But like, for instance, these females, you understand? They got these guys out here that beating on them and everything. and they still choose to go back to them, knowing, you know, in their mind, they feel, they know that he's not going to stop, but some, like, protects them to, like, feel like, all right, he's not going to do it again. But it's another part of them, a part of them that's like, all right, he's not going to stop. It's just, like they say, once a cheater, always a cheater. I think once a beater, always a beater. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. What it is it's something. And then what's funny is a lot of folks will say, and I'm not necessarily saying this, but that same woman will get a guy who's good to her, but it's, I'm not feeling him. You know, it's almost like a sickness. But and then the thing is, this is not just women, though. This happens to men as well. They, for some reason, we like, we're inclined. That's what I was talking about with that submitted heart. We got to reverse that thing where we're not inclined to the darkness or to something that's not good for us. We need to be inclined and give the positivity a chance, you know. And you do that, again, I can't stress it enough. I keep coming back to spirituality, to the Lord. And Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, all these other things. See, if you go on that site I was telling you about, I have my testimony on there, actually a small caption of my life. And I'm talking about how I was putting all these desires, my heart's desires, which wasn't, these things that I desired weren't necessarily bad. It's just, you have to prioritize. When those things become your God, when that man that's beating on you becomes your all in all, and you, like, losing sleep, everything else in your life is completely secondary, then that's a problem. That's why he has you like that. You know, you got to put things in the proper perspective.
I mean, that's true, too. But see, me personally, I think sometimes it's like when a female got this guy that's beating up on them, and they choose to go back to him. It's like a low self-esteem of themselves. You know, he puts them to that low self-esteem where they feel like, all right, they need him. They got to have him. And then vice versa, too. You know, I don't want to make it sound like it's just females out there getting up. Because you do got some guys, believe it or not, that get, if it ain't abused, it's mentally abused by females.
Absolutely. And they allow it. Yeah. And I was going to get on to that self-worth.
All right, yeah, so I want you to get on to that for me.
Yeah, that's what I meant by you have to love yourself enough. Know that you deserve better, you know. But and then that's where I get into daily mantras. You know, mine that I have posted online, I'm going to do another one, but words are so powerful. The tongue is so powerful. And if you speak positive affirmations every day, two and three times a day, depends upon your level of your requirement, you know. But you have to speak these things into existence. You have to say, I'm beautiful. You have to say, I'm handsome. I'm, you know, I deserve better. You know, God made me somebody, you know, and I don't deserve to be beaten on. I don't deserve to be verbally abused. I'm going to step out and shine. Because we all are gifted. Nobody deserves to be treated like a dog in the street. Nobody.
Exactly. We actually have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that I'm able to get through.
Wait a minute. Is this...
Yes, it is, all the way from New York, yes. Yes, and I'm loving the topic here. I'm loving
all
the topic.
Right. Okay. Right now, Eric's in control, so you let him know the topic, let him know what's going on, and Eric, you get your topic.
Hello, Mr. Money, how are you?
I'm okay.
Very good. I was listening to the topic, and, you know, as we all have problems, as our problems are, so shall the Lord be. And this thing, it goes all the way back to obedience. Because we could save ourselves from a lot of different things if we're obedient to God. And through his experience, if you follow what the Bible tells us, because it kind of delineates our life, you know, as Scripture instructs us to do, we can kind of save ourselves. We're going to have problems. But like Eric said earlier, we can rest in the Lord. You know what I mean? Our experience, you know, his sufficiency in our trials, if we rest in him, as the Bible says, we can eliminate a lot of these different things. And we must put God first in all things. Our relationships, it can be broken home, it can be broken heart through marriage, divorce, a relationship that didn't work. Like you say, you give the all and you don't get back sometimes. But if we put God there first, he's a jealous God, you know.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, we can find ourselves in a lot of predicaments. And I just want to say that, you know, God is so good. If you're obedient to him and you abide in his word, he'll definitely see you through, because he won't put more on you than you can bear.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Now, Chanel, let me ask, like Rich Money was saying, let's get to the heart of this thing with the individuals that allow themselves to be abused, whether verbally or physically. What advice do you have specifically for that type of situation? Is there anything specific?
This is what I like. It's very biblical, but it makes a lot of sense. We can't give ourselves to men, you know, and as men, we can't give ourselves to women. That's why God asks us to be married first. Not saying
okay.
that certain things won't arise, because certain things do happen. But you know what? Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know
okay.
what I mean? There's domestic violence that does go on in a marriage, and I'm not saying that, you know, certain things won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, as our problems are, so shall the Lord be. We'll experience his sufficiency in our trials. If we rest in him, like the scripture says, you know, it makes it easier. It makes it easier. And I'm not trying to throw shade on any, you know, anything, our life trials, and, you know, because things arise. And as Christians, we're not saying that we won't go through things and we're perfect. But
right.
obedience is better than sacrifice.
Right.
Okay.
And
okay.
we stay sometime. Right. We know it's the wrong thing, and God speaks to some people. You know what I mean? We just stay because we want that thing so bad. But like I said, if we trust in God, a righteous man steps out ordered by the Lord. We have to put God first,
okay.
and we have to obey.
You touched on some really a poignant point there. You said we stay because we want that thing so bad. That's the heart of the matter right there, that wanting, that yearning. It could sometimes become toxic, and that's why, you know, that yoke has to be broken, you know.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Rich Money.
No, I was going to say, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, I was going to feed on to what you were saying. But then how do you deal, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize mental abuse is worse than physical.
Yes, it is.
You understand? So how do you deal with a person that's coming at you mentally as well as physically? Because now not only are they dealing with it physically, but now they're coming at you mentally. They're not hitting you, but now they're downgrading your self-esteem. So that's two situations that you have to worry about with them. How do you
right.
deal with that situation?
Well, you know, God does not want us to be abused. Just because, you know, you're in a marriage, and I'm not giving marital advice, but God does not want us to be abused. So you have to use wisdom. You know what I mean? You have to use wisdom, and, you know, that thing is serious. Mental abuse, you're right about that, because that thing right there is psychologically working on you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? When the bruises
mm-hmm.
are healed up, it leaves mental scars.
Exactly.
You know, and I just got to say that God does not want us to be abused. So I'm not going to get that twisted with, you know, if you're in a marriage and you know what I mean? Like some people, they just think because they're married they have to say, and I'm not going to say to get divorced or anything like that, but God doesn't want us to be abused. He wants us to live a good life while
mm-hmm.
we're on earth.
Absolutely. And I totally agree.
Before you get before you give before you give your comment, you know, your statement, I want to bring on another caller real fast, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
I just to kind of feed into that.
I was married, and this is Denise.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on for 1 minute, because I know E was saying something, and I'm gonna let E take over after what he's saying, go on with your.
Okay.
Yeah. Real quick, just briefly. I just wanted to add, in all of this, we have to remember, and not this is not giving the person any slack, because we're all responsible for our actions. But Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So when you're fighting with your husband, when you're fighting with your wife, someone has to have the cool head and say, "Peace be still. Honey, I know this is not you. This is the devil trying to take us over, trying to destroy us." And then we just need to come in and have unity. Go ahead, Destiny.
Okay, what I was going to say, you asked how do you deal with a situation like that, or how do you deal with a person when they're going through mental abuse and this, that, and other. That's why it's so important that we know who we are and whose we are, because when you truly know who you are in God, and it's part of knowing yourself. I was in a 20-year marriage that I walked away from, okay? My husband was not physically abusive, but he was mentally abusive, and it was moving to those other stages. And I didn't want to leave it for a long time because I believed in the same, and I still believe in the sanctity of marriage, but at what cost? And you can't be unevenly yoked. And too many times we step out and we put ourselves in situations that God never wanted us to be in, or we try to hold on to something that God has not joined us to. It's all in knowing. You have to know who you are and whose you are. And sometimes it's the right thing to do is to walk away.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And so many people don't have the courage and the energy, you know, to walk away. I'm going to say they don't have the spiritual connection, you know, where it should be, that a lot of them do stay, you know, in that situation. You know, I completely agree with you.
And not only I can't speak for anyone else, but for myself, you know, I had a lot of people that were trying to tell me, oh, I wouldn't leave, I wouldn't do this, because we lived a good lifestyle. I mean, together, we were over 300,000. We lived a good lifestyle. But at the same time, things don't make you and things don't break you. And don't get me wrong, I love nice things and I love abundance of them, but they don't define who I am. And for a woman to stay in a situation like that, what are you saying to your daughter? What are you saying to your son?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
It's okay for you to treat your wife like this because you take care of her financially, or for your daughter. Oh, it's okay for you to stay with this man because he does for you. No, God didn't mean it to be like that, and that's not happiness, you know. So you also have to think about factoring children into this, because when you decide to have children, it's no more just about you.
That's right.
You know, every decision you make not only affects you, but it affects that child. And so many times I listen to young girls talk about, oh, he loves me, because, you know, you can't love me and hit me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
that ain't love.
Okay,
and if
ladies,
it is, that's the wrong type of love. They don't understand what truly love is.
Okay, this is what I need y'all to do for me, okay? All my listeners that's on the air right now, because every topic is so deep. I don't normally do this, but I feel like I have to do this for this segment. Eric's segment had ended, but we're going to continue with Eric's segment. I just need to bring on the person from the next segment for about 15 or 20 minutes, and y'all can choose to stay on the line. He's an R&B singer. He's doing big things and everything, and then we're going to go back to Eric's segment. Is that all right with everybody?
It's great. Wonderful.
Okay, so I just need y'all to stay on the line with me. I got an up-and-coming artist. He's an R&B sensation. He's going to play one of his tracks. We're going to talk to him, find out what's going on with him. He's doing big things in the music industry. And then we're going to continue on with Eric's segment. This is actually something new. I never did this before, so it's like, I kind of like the way Eric's segment is going down. My phone lines is lit up. Okay, so I want to get this artist in because he's doing other things and he needs to get on. He can't do the proper time as long as he wanted to. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's like a preview interview for him as well for like 15 to 20 minutes. And then we're going to, you know, you get to hear his tracks and everything. That way you can also vouch for his tracks. And then we're going to come back with Eric and continue with Eric's topic. Because his segment's actually going to go longer than what I expected General Question to go, because it's so good. And it's a reality topic that goes on with a lot of people out here. Yeah. All right?
All right.
Okay, so everybody that's on the line, stay right there. Right now, I have R&B sensation Curtis Jackson. Curtis, welcome to the show.
How you doing, man? I'm sorry to correct you. That's Curtis Jones.
I mean, Curtis Jones. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all good, bro. That's all good.
Curtis, I never did this like this before because I also have my general question person on the air as well, and this topic is real good. And then I'm bringing you in as the up-and-coming artist because I know you got a lot of things. You only can stay on for about 15, 20 minutes. And then I want to go back to Eric's topic because it's like an extreme reality topic. But I do want to get you on. And then schedule you for another day for your hour where we can actually relax, sit down, and talk about it. You understand?
That's cool.
All right. But I do apologize. Yes. Curtis Jones, Jonathan Divas. So, Curtis.
It's all right.
Let us know what's going on with you in the music industry because we also going to play your single, So Deep. So, tell us a little bit about that.
All right. Well, you know, I've been doing this for about 10 years, you know, and I'm really R&B and, you know, music-oriented stuff. Goes back to my mom. And you know, I'm just trying to put out this project, you know, and I hope everybody's gonna like it because I put a lot of heart, I put a lot of soul, I put some passion into it. So you know, I'm hoping to, you know, for a real good turnout, you know.
Mm. Now, how long have you actually been doing, you know, have been singing?
I've been singing for about 10 years now.
Wow. Okay. Because I know one event I had to go. And I know they said you tore it up at the tavern. And I was like, oh, man, they put it out and everything. And you was actually doing your thing. Did you ever come across the point of you being like stage fright or anything like that where you got to throw on the dark shades and close your eyes so nobody noticed that, you know, stage fright? This way you close your eyes, you don't visualize the whole audience looking at you. Have you ever come across that point?
Well, not really. I mean, the most case of that type of situation is like butterflies. But as far as me being on stage, It's all love. I love it. I love being on stage, you know, behind the mic in my hand, you know, the control of the audience. I mean, it's lovely, man. I love it.
Now, if you had the chance to open up for anybody in the industry as of right now, who would it be and why?
I would like to open up for, gosh, it's kind of so many, but I would like to open up for Usher.
Okay. But, you know, as far as I know, Swizzle got a lot of connections. So you never know, because he has a lot of connections. He's doing big things. Now, speaking of Swizzle, how did you manage to meet up with each other to actually get involved with each other to do your music?
Well, me and Swade, we've been friends for about 10 years, and I met him through a mutual friend. And, you know, and he was already, you know, doing his thing in music, and, you know, I brought it to the table, and it's been history ever since.
Okay. Now let's talk about your single right now. So that single is, I'm gonna say, it's fire. You know, because
thank you.
I can't even express how hot that single is. That's
thank you, man. I'm glad you like it.
Sensation. Man, I still got the people from the other segment listening. No disrespect, but that is some. They be making music right there. You got some real strong, like you can sit down, you know, relax. It's actually a song where you can sit down, relax, or the baby making music, have your martini or Moscato or whatever. You just in alone and visualize everything. Tell us a little bit about that single before we play it.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a, you know, romantic, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess it's my sign or whatever, but, you know, I put a lot of, like I said, I put a lot of, you know, soul and passion, and I'm a passionate guy, so, you know, one night I was just sitting at home, and, you know, something came out, And that's what came up, because one of my friends had gave me the track, and immediately I'm like, oh man, this is something I really got to get on. So I just started penning.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into your single. This way everybody can hear, and they can know exactly what I'm talking about, all right?
Okay. Now, the actual song, I know it's like so deep, but the actual song is called Treasure.
Treasure, yes, exactly.
Yes.
It's called Treasure, it's comma, so deep. But right. You know what? It's so deep to me that made me pop up. That's why I just call it so deep.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into that right now.
All right,
Dons and Divas. Here's his smashing single, Curtis Jones, Treasure, So Deep. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Like way down bottom as the ocean explores, I just found my treasure in you. So sweet like the darkest fairies, how I thirst for more. Keeps me coming back for you too. So warm, you're damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I just want your soul to myself. You're so right, I reach for the night, build down a thousand stars. Nothing short of wow. And the way she works to tell me who's the winner now. Best believe I'm safe. That's how you want it right. There goes my shoes, babe. I'm in here for the night. Your heart's racing, my hands shaking. Stupendous, colossal, epic love making. Bringing out the men in me. All over your canopy. Tossing, turning. I'll never stop turning. So down bottom as the ocean explores, I just found my treasure in you. So sweet like the darkest fairies, how I thirst for more. Keeps me coming back for you too. So warm, you're damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I just want you all to myself. It's so right, I reach for the night, build down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. You, baby, there ain't enough hours in the day with my lady. No doubt we heat it up, it's turning into love. Falling for the romantic, some people can't stand it. I brush them off, sometimes I just get lost in your eyes when you look at me. Nothing else matters, baby. What is honorable makes me what is close to you. Now that we're here, there's no leaving this room. How I thirst for more. Keep me coming back for you too. So warm, your damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I just want you all to myself. It's so right, I reach for the night, build down a thousand stars. True for you, babe.
I match your love for gold, honey. Pressure increasing, gripping me tighter. I'm guessing you feel it now. Exotic, damn, she's a gold mine. So hidden, forbidden, that's right, you're all mine. And I won't share you, darling, for my eyes only. There's no way I'm giving you up. Oh, girl, you're so precious. I'm going down again, baby.
Like way down bottom at the ocean floor, I just found my fairies, how I thirst for more. Keeps me coming back for you. You're so warm, you're damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I just want you close, girl. You're so right, I reach for the night, build down a thousand stars. True for you, babe.
Curtis.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, that song is so, that single is just, it's ridiculous.
Thank you, man.
Ridiculous,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you liking it.
No doubt. So, you know, we gotta definitely schedule up for, next week we got Mike Mouette coming on.
Yes.
All right. So I want to schedule a day, have the executive producer call you so we can get you on for like an hour and, play some more singles of yours. I know you press for time. You understand?
Right.
And I need to really have you on so you could really let them hear something else as well. But what we do is, like I said, GQ College, we also put a promotional CD out already. And I definitely want to add that one on to the next one. We do it for free and we just put it out and put it in Queens and Long Island and send it out all over. As promotional
okay.
use would be good for us and the artists as well.
Perfect.
And
sounds wonderful, man.
That I gotta, oh man, I gotta put that on. I gotta put that on a ringtone. I gotta put that on a ringtone. Now, what gave you the idea to actually do that single?
It just came to me, man. Some. It all depends upon the track. When I'm given a track, and I feel it. Not only do I hear it, and I feel it. And when I feel it, I immediately start writing. Because I can hear some tracks, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. I can do something. Perhaps do something to that. But when I hear a track, and I really feel it, I really groove with it, I vibe with it. It's a rap, man.
Hello, Curtis, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we have a caller I want to speak to you real fast. I'm calling, you have time for it? Because I know you pledged for time, but they want to talk to you about the single. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's okay, it's cool.
Okay. Hello, caller, are you there? Chanel?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
I just want to encourage you to keep on going for, to keep on striving for your passion. You sound very, very nice.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on real fast, okay?
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, it was great. Loved it. You guys need to put the clap track back on that one where you had the clapping going on when he was bringing you in. That is a definite winner.
Thank you.
Give him the applause. Give him the applause?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Give him the applause.
And a tomato, whichever way.
Thank you.
Nice. It's very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Mike? So, I know you pressed. I don't want to hold you up because, I know the situation and everything. I want you to get back to what you're doing. But
right.
I definitely want to have the executive producer contact you because we definitely got to have you on the air for, our episode. We have another caller for you real fast, and we're going to bring them on, okay?
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you, Curtis? I'm an A&R rep for a major music distribution company, and that song, Treasure, is, that's just dope. That's, that is on fire, but it's incredibly romantic, and you can just feel the passion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We want to take this somewhere.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Okay.
I'm with it.
Is it Curtis with a C or a K, honey?
That's with a C.
Okay.
So if you want to, Debbie, I could give you have my switchboard operator come on, and y'all can do a connection and see what happens from there.
That'd be great.
Sounds good to me. Right.
Okay, thank Curtis, you, so that's Curtis, that's Debbie. Debbie, that's Curtis. Just stay on the line. You understand? I know Curtis is pressed for time as well. You understand? Because he actually, and I am honored that you took the time out, Curtis, to just come on the air real fast and,
See, God works in mysterious ways.
Well, I'm glad you know that you're having me, man. I appreciate this, really.
Oh, it's never a problem. But we're definitely gonna have you on for that hour, you know. Just
yes,
let
sir.
Us know when you're ready. We'll schedule it up and we'll make it happen. But from there on now, I'm gonna have my switchboard operator connect y'all to and I guess exchange the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And exchange it, y'all can make it happen from there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man.
All right. Curtis Jones, Gods and Divas. Okay, what we're going to do right now, we're going to get back, like I said, we're going to get back into Eric's topic because it was so deep. And like I told Curtis, he's staying on the line, you know, and get the numbers and everything. Eric, are you there? You back with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was the first time DQ Palace ever did anything like that. You understand? So I want to thank Eric, you know, for taking the time out, you know, having patience, you know, and doing this because, as I was saying, GQ Palace general question only goes from 6 to 6:45. But the fact of Eric's topic being so strong and everything. Okay, yeah, I got you, Eric. The fact of his topic being so strong and everything, I actually want to continue with it. Okay? So, Eric, I want you to continue with it. I want to bring, I believe it was Chanel and Denise. I think my switchboard operator is dealing with Debbie right now. We also had Tina on the line. And the phone lines is crazy. So if you want to join in the topic, press 1 for everybody that's on the air right now to join in the topic or stay on the line to hear the show. So what I want you to do right now, Eric, again, is mention your topic, and we're going to continue on with what we were talking about.
Yeah. And I also, I wanted to apologize to Debbie. I meant to give more of her acknowledgement because she did say that in one of our groups online, tributes to my reason for living. She is looking for artists. So, I mean, gospel, hip-hop, you know, and she's another one of my contacts, a beautiful person online
mm-hmm.
and everything, and definitely a woman of God that's trying to do some positive things. So for all the artists, you know, look how God works, you know, bringing this whole thing together, you know. And but we're going to, like you said, jump back into the topic and everything. I just want to throw that out there.
Okay, yes. You know, we also do gospel on Sunday, Spiritual Sunday. I'm actually going to have a gospel group on and everything. But now, your topic, like we were saying, how is it that, you know, you have these females that still dealing? Chanel, we still have you on the line, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Denise, we still have you here?
I'm here.
Was Debbie on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I don't know if T's still on the line, but my lines is lit up, so I want people to actually really know what we're talking about here, and, you know, not just listen, but if you have something that you feel was a heartbreak as well, get in and join in on the topic. And if you're on your PCs at the present time, the number 646-200-3838, call in and join in on the topic. So, Eric, I'm going to hand it over to you right now. Go ahead.
So, what it is, how can we break this vicious cycle? You know, you got heartbreak, and then it's a negative. It's such a negative. Because what happens is people say, oh, well, this person is stupid. This person is this or that. The person
uh-huh.
is staying in it. But what they don't realize, too, because I've been at the end of an emotionally abusive relationship. And what happens is the person does enough to keep you on the hook, you know, to keep you on the line. And that's why it's not, see, if something was all bad, you know, then it's easy to let it go. That's just all, but then when they do little things, and then, you know, y'all know where I'm going at? But let me let you know what's happening at this point.
Oh, yeah. But see, the key here is knowing, having to learn yourself and realizing what really love is, because love is not selfish, you know. love is, we're going to take it back to Corinthians. You know, you have to look at and know what love is. And if this person truly loves me, this person wouldn't do that to me. And if I truly love me, I'm not going to allow this person to do that to me. You know, not saying we can't all get caught up, because we do.
Right.
At what point do you stop and say, enough is enough? And you have to weigh it out. And anytime your bad is looking a lot worse than your good, it's time to relook at that thing. But at the same time, we have to take responsibility for our actions.
That's right.
I definitely agree with that. Go ahead.
You know?
I definitely agree with the sister. Definitely, we have to know who we are and who we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to live a good life.
Thank you.
And like she said, we can get caught up, but sometimes you gotta pull yourself, you got to wake yourself up. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
right.
Wait a minute. God doesn't make junk. You know what I mean? So to be treated a certain way, uh-uh. And it gets very technical. It gets very technical when it comes to marriage because, you know, you don't want to give a person advice on their marriage. But like I said, you have to use wisdom. God doesn't make junk. He doesn't want us to be abused. You know what
no.
I mean? So
right.
That's not what it is. And sometimes you have to step away from it. And there's a lot of, you know, women and men that are getting murdered behind this domestic violence, you know, and it's very technical. Like I said, I brought up earlier, I mentioned giving ourselves away to a man or a woman, because that's where it begins. And if you know who you are in Christ and what the Bible says, you know what I mean, you have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So we kind of eliminate some of these things, because if we, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, it gets
like
serious. This is a deep topic. It really is.
But see, like you said, like what if you already in a marriage and this is going on? You understand? So now you're not only disrespecting the vows you said, but now you're putting it on a whole nother level.
Right.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, you have to do a lot of soul searching, and you have to go into prayer. Like I said, I was married for 20 years, and 2 years before I left, I remember telling my mom, you know, if I were to walk away tomorrow, if we were to break up tomorrow, because from the outside looking in, everybody thought we was a perfect couple, okay? And I said, if I walk away tomorrow, everybody would be like, well, what's wrong with her? Well, what happened? This, that, and other. I said, my answer would probably be so small and minute to them. I say, but it's not one thing. It's an abundance of things that have gone over a course of years, you know. When you believe in the sanctity of marriage and you were brought up in a home of a marriage, in a God-fearing home, you know, you try to walk a certain line. You also have to come to the realization, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I don't care how you try to dress it up. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Some people, and like you said, it's not all bad. Something will happen. They'll upset you. They'll do this. They'll do that. Then they'll go out and they'll buy something, and, you know, and it's supposed to make it all better.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's supposed to make it all better. You know, when I was contemplating leaving my ex, he had went and got this video of this vehicle that I liked him. Well, here's the video, and here's, you know, da-da-da-da. All you need to do is call him up and tell him, you know, how you want it customized and what you want. And I was telling my sister about it, and she was like, well, what are you going to do? I said, I think it's a bribe. I said, because if I accept this vehicle, I'm not going to want to walk away from that. That means I'm going to be stuck here. Can't take the bait.
That's right.
You know, we have to look for what they truly are. And remove, a lot of things are distractions, you know.
Yeah.
And we are creatures that are easily distracted.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with your focus. You have to get focused. What is it that you truly want?
That's right.
And too many people don't take the time to know themselves. And in learning yourself and knowing yourself, you will know what it is you truly want.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to step away from the distractions. And too many times, we allow too many other people in our business.
Uh-huh. Right there.
Okay, you allow too many other people in your business. And then you will make a move because of what you think somebody else going to think if you don't do this.
Right.
Keep them out your business first and foremost. If you're going to talk to somebody about it, talk to God.
Absolutely.
See what God got to say. Because can't nobody tell you better than him.
No, Denise, let me take you back on something. Let me go back to something about with the gifts and the temptation. See, that's the thing. Once we get in a place with the Lord where we're closest to him, and
mm-hmm.
certain things the devil done tried, it just don't work no more because we're that close with the Lord. That's when he comes with that tactic of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
although God is the supplier of all of our needs and wants, you know, the devil, it's still certain things that the Lord has us waiting on, you know, because we may not be ready for it. But then
mm-hmm.
his Satan comes flashing this right here, what you've been wanting for all this time. But we know we're supposed to wait on the Lord, but see, we also deal with the flesh as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this article online. I think both of you have read it, right? Nobody but Jesus, but we're the tempter. And in James 4, I make reference to James 4 and 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so this article starts off, you know, so now you are feeling secure in your faith. You've gotten that submitted heart unto God thing down. You have even managed to go let go of those ungodly things for which you enjoy. Self-control and temperance have become part of your makeup. Thus, instead of the devil having you up against the ropes, you now think you have him running scared, you know, because your walk in Christ is just that close. But see, the world is watching us, you know, and that can be, as Christians, we strive to set the example, and that in itself is a lot of pressure. So now here comes the devil tempting you with these things. You have to be steadfast and on guard at all times. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's why it tells us to put on the whole.
Stand in the word.
But you know what? This was a while ago. One of my kids had asked me, and they was like, "Daddy, if there's a God, why does he take people away from us?" And I couldn't answer that question. That's a question that it was hard for me to answer. You understand what I mean? This was
right.
a while ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you give a kid, a child, relaxation on that answer? You understand? How could you express to the child, okay, well, God takes people away from us, you know, so they won't be in suffering, you know, suffering no more from what they're going through. But if they're not going through anything, how could you express that?
Well, for one thing, this isn't our permanent home. That's one thing we have to realize. And we have to instill into our children. Yet, the thing is, you'd be surprised, little children, how much they do understand and pick up, you know. These things, as my pastor in church says, these little babies, you think they run around playing, they're listening to everything that these adults are saying, and they're picking it up, especially nowadays with technology and how they're understanding faster and comprehending. So things that we think they won't comprehend, they surely will. You know, of course you got to break it down some, you know. So getting back to it, this is not our home. We're not meant, we've never been meant to stay. You know, we're here for a time, each and every one of us. And what they have to get is that's not the end. You know, when God taking someone away, he's bringing them into a place with him in glory, which we all have to go someday, you know. And it's just temporary. It's just like when daddy goes to the store. Well, you know, daddy's gone for the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a temporary loss. We'll see our loved ones impressed again.
Mm-hmm. Right. But see, it's just like that too. Just like a kid see their father beating up their mother. You understand? And he say, oh God, please stop them. Stop them from doing it. And they don't stop. How do you express that? You understand what I mean? Because they're praying to God for like, all right, you know, I want to stop. They'll stop eventually. You understand? So maybe I'll feel in a sense way that, okay, well, they could feel like, all right, well, God help me stop them from beating up my father. But meanwhile, you got to think, okay, he stopped because maybe he got tired.
Hmm.
You understand what I mean? Am I saying this correctly? You understand what I mean when I'm saying this?
Yeah, I
understand. It's difficult sometimes for children to understand sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're still growing. But we have to do our best to explain it to them.
Thank you, because I was getting ready to step right back to there. That's our job as a parent, and I know it's not easy. My father was murdered when I was 13, okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
So I've had to bury three oldest brothers. So trust and believe. You have those questions. Why? But that's also why it's important to walk, not just talk the talk, as you say, walk the walk. Because the Bible tells us the rain, it rains on the just and the unjust, okay? And sometimes that we have to get across to our, not just our children, but as adults. Sometimes things happen to good people because you're in places you don't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We've allowed ourselves, for whatever reason, to be somewhere we don't have no business being.
Right.
And things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things happen. But when you know him, you know that there is something you hold on to. When my brother died, it was like a part of me died, because we were like 13 months apart, and that was my best friend for as long as I could ever remember. Because a lot of times you can be family but not friends. That was my best friend. I was asking God, take me, leave him, take me.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
How hard it hurt me that I thank God that he reached down and just held on to me, because there were so many ways and so many things that could have occurred or could have happened to me. And see, that's just another just awesome thing about God. Don't make me start testifying, y'all.
All right now.
Go ahead.
You can be walking along with something going on, and all of a sudden he takes your mind back to remembrance of way back when you was doing something or you were somewhere you had no business being. But he protected you, and he takes your mind back to let you know, I had my hand on you then.
Right, that's right.
You know, y'all got the wrong person on here tonight.
That's right. And I can relate to being married and now divorced and being in an emotionally abusive relationship. I can relate to that. And I look back on it, I remove myself from that, and the children. And although I was, you know, trying to save us, you know, when you bring children into it, you got to remember.
That's right.
They might have to go back for visitation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. Obedience. If I was, had I been obedient, I could have avoided a lot of these things.
Me too.
You know?
If I had been spiritually mature enough then, I would have handled a lot of the situations differently. But it just goes to show, once you start walking a certain way and you get and you learn to trust God, even the worst situations. Now, me and my ex, we cool. There was a time, oh Lord, help me, Jesus, I plotted the man's murder.
Wow. I want you to continue with that. I want you to hold on. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Who was just talking?
Okay, do
I'm
I have
to
confess?
All right, hold on. Hello, caller, are we there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know who was just talking right now, but I want you to continue on because I know there was something else you wanted to say, and then I'm going to let the new caller say what they got to say, and we're going to continue on. Is that all right?
That's fine. Was it me?
No, it was me. I confess.
Oh,
it was...
Somebody was getting real deep just now, and I'm like, whoa.
It was Denise. I'm the guilty party. I didn't do it, though, because you know what?
Amen.
Girl, look, I was bad with it. I had plotted it out. I had worked out a budget and everything. Because there wasn't going to be nobody. Okay, yeah, I can afford to keep the house. I keep my vet. Trans Am's okay. His truck is there. He ain't going to need it. He can go back, you know. I ain't got deep with it. But
right.
All of a sudden it came on me. I said, you know what? This is in the top 10. Thou shalt not commit murder. And you ain't going to be able to pray or fast your way up out of this one.
That's right.
No, and you can think about it a while. And I don't want God, you know, I don't care about people getting mad at me. I don't want God mad at me.
That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to upset him because I am because of him. So I walked away. But we have to learn to trust him, you know, regardless of what it looked like, what it sounded like, what it smelled like. Because I got some perfume can change that scent. And then there's the scent of praise.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to praise yourself up out of something. Even when you don't see how you're going to come up out of it, just start thanking him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise him in advance. And
that's
the thing, you know. Now, what we also have to realize is Romans 8:28, all things work
all
together.
Things work for the good
all
of
right
those
now
that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. One of my super glue scriptures when everything else feel like it's falling apart. Super glue.
The thing is, everything, that's why I say, bad things, I don't say when bad things happen. I say when things we perceive to be bad, because that which we perceive to be bad actually works out for our own good anyway. That's how good
God. Thoughts become things. Thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know we have a new caller on the line. Yeah, we have a new caller now. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you can say what you have to say as well.
Well, I would say about dealing with heartache. In my life, I've dealt with all types of heartache in all aspects.
What's your name, dear? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Rita.
Rita. Okay, go ahead, Rita.
And so I've dealt with a lot of it, and usually, you know, I'm one that I'll just sit and I'll pray on it and, you know, I'll seek, you know, advice about it. But the problem that I'm having with the new heartache, I want to say new heartache that I have now, is I'm at a job where I work with psych patients, where all of them are not psych patients. Some of them are behavioral. And the problem, the new heartache that I ran into is that I feel like I want to save everybody. You know, I want to save all the patients. You know, the ones that, you know, have been abused, molested, gang raped, you know, whose father, whose brother, whose aunt, whose uncle, you know, have raped them and have abused them in all types of forms. I mean, anything you can name up, I'm dealing with it on an everyday basis. And I sit, you know, and I pray on it, and I pray on it, and I pray on it, and I'm not sure how to deal, you know, with the heartache at this point. You know, when I spoke to different people, they're pretty much explaining, you know, you can't save everybody, you know. But that's not, it's not really sitting with me because my spirit is telling me to do more, but because of my position at the job, I can't do more, if that makes sense. Where some people can just come there for the 9-to-5, get their paycheck each week, and they're happy with that, it's fine. But I'm not happy with that. So I'm stuck in a hard place where I don't know if my calling is much bigger than this job, you know, that I have right now. And I'm trying not to miss a sign, you know, that God will give you signs, you know, whether it's, you know, that this move on to a different job or move on to a different location. But I'm stuck because this is one heartache that I can't seem to work out and get over, you know, because I see so many of them and they're all females and it's hard. You know, I have children
So I'm trying to figure out the best thing to do in this situation. And it's just hurts. It really hurts. So I'm asking, you know, what would you guys do in this situation? You know, do you believe that God will definitely give a sign and say, okay, well, maybe this job isn't, you know, the job for you because you're getting too emotionally attached? You know, is that a judgment call I should make for myself? You know, what should I do in this situation?
Well, let me say this, and I feel this in my spirit. You are blessed. That's the first thing. Because you possess a quality of charitable and giving quality that's genuine. And that's you have a heart after God's heart. So you are blessed. You will be blessed even more so. What I need for you to do is continue to pray. Continue to seek, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. The Bible also says to guard your heart. You know, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. You know, the kingdom is within you, but you have to set certain boundaries. You do. You know, do all you can, because God wants us. We have to support the body of Christ. We have to support those that are ailing among us. You know, Jesus said, I'm losing the verse now, but that's all right. I'll get back to you on that verse. I just had it. But anyhow, I just need you to seek God and Jesus in this, that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And you definitely have a calling. That type of heart is special. It doesn't come every day. You don't see that in everybody. You know, but guard your heart at the same time.
My sister, mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about maybe you were placed there because these people do need prayer?
That's a good question.
Yes. Because we all have had somebody pray us through, even when we didn't know they were praying us through. I understand how you feel. I did geriatrics for 10 years, geriatric administration, and I really felt like I did it all my life because my dad owned a nursing home. But my husband would get on me because I'd have a patient that died, this, that, and other. I'd be in there crying like it was my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And to work hospice. But I learned at a point I had to come away from it because it took too much out of me. And I didn't know that I needed to just, sometimes you just have to pray for people. You stand in the gap. And what my spirit is saying is prayer warrior. And I'm just throwing this out here, you know. I'm just me, nobody, but somebody in God. But sometimes we're placed in situations because people need, they don't know how to pray for themselves. They don't know what needs to be done for them spiritually. And you may be that spiritual bridge for them that may be the gap to what's been hurting them.
Hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's something real deep. That's something to think about. It definitely is something to think about. You know, because you have a lot of people that's going through situations but want to be denial about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a lot of people that said, oh, God, such and such, and you know that they believe in God, but still they go out and do a lot of negativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? And then they get upset when it comes down to, like, they have your sickness in a certain situation, but now you want to pray to God after you did all your dirt, and now you want him to come to your knees. You understand? Which I feel that's not right. Me personally. Like, they say God forgives you for all sin, but I really believe it depends on what kind of sins you're doing. Me personally. Because if you go out and do beat up an old lady, and like before, they had this guy out there raping the old ladies and stealing their purses. You understand? I don't think God will forgive you for that, because that's a sin beyond what is controlled. You understand what I mean?
Well, the thing is, there's only one unforgivable sin, to speak against the Holy Ghost, but I hear what you're saying. The thing is, sin is sin, and one is really no greater than the other once you've actually, the Bible speaks about once you've broken one commandment, you've actually broken them all. But the thing is, though, we do have to be conscious of our actions, Gary, because I've even now, recently, just a remark that you make to people, it can impact them so. We have these, I don't mean to go all in left field, but we have these school shootings, people that snap. So even the slightest thing can turn into a humongous thing, you know. So, yeah, those outrageous sins, people committing crimes against the elderly, and you think we should just, I mean, sin is sin, and the thing is, we just need to strive to spread the good news. That way, you get the kingdom inside the people, and it'll pour on out. It'll overflow. And,
that's
and,
right.
You know, that's what we should be about, our Father's business.
I love my gospel, but you know, one of my favorite songs is a song by Michael Jackson, "Man in the Mirror."
That's my favorite song.
And you know, just to inform y'all, because I know y'all say there's a lot of gospel going on, we also have a Spiritual Sunday gospel show episode that comes on every Sunday from 7 to 9 with Miss Lavina Polite. And she has some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, authors, and pastors also on the show. And you call in and you give your testimony. And, you know, they play the gospel music. We recite scriptures of the Bible as well.
Wow.
Okay.
That's right. Get that plug in. Do your
bit. PM.
It's the same number, the same name, and it's on Sunday from 7 to 9.
Is it AM or PM?
We have a lot of people calling in, you know, some people calling their child, you know, God forbid, how their family members, you know, molest them, and how people just passed away, and it's real deep. You know, we have people on there crying and everything. So it's like a real deep, you know, episode, you understand, because it's all about business and people really giving their testimonies about how they feel, and then you got the ministers on there and the pastors and all of them, you know, preaching for everybody, saying their prayers for everybody as well, you understand. So, you know, they're all tuning on Sunday from 7 to 9.
Okay.
From 7 to 9, it's the same number, the same link and everything.
Good deal. Thank you.
But, you know, not to get off hand, but right now we're on my show, Love and Entertainment. So
yes. So about their heartbreak.
Okay, that's all. But yes, you know, truthfully speaking, it's a very strong, very, very, very strong, powerful show. And the listeners, everything, the lines be lit up, and everybody's calling with their testimonies as well. So make sure y'all tune in for that on Sundays.
Can I ask you a question, Rich Money?
Sure.
Have you had your personal experience with heartache and heartbreak? How did you deal with it, if you care?
You know what? I'm going to tell you a personal experience of heartache I had. You understand? And it came down to, and it was relationship-wise. Okay. Hmm. Okay, the first time dealing with a situation with kids' mothers, you know, found out they was cheating. I'm trying to figure out because, you know, I feel like me personally, I cheat, you know, in my relationship, I do all I can.
Yeah.
You understand? I do all I can. And, you know, I try to do the best I can, especially when it came down to the kid's mother. But then when you're cheating on me, you lie about it and get caught and try to switch it around like I did something wrong, it's a heart, you know. And I felt like, you know, that happened once in a 15-year relationship. And then it happened again in a 10-year relationship. And then they get upset. In each relationship, they got upset. And they wanted me to come back to them. And when I didn't, each one messed with the other one that I was dealing with to try to break up what I had.
What?
Yeah, so now, like, the last one that I was dealing with, the same thing. And I asked the question. And I'm like, listen, are you dealing with this guy? She's like, no, I'm not dealing with him. And I actually seen the guy one day. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm coming from a party. She's walking down the block, and he's driving beside her. to make sure she get in the building. So when I go to him and I approach him, he already knew about me. And he's like, whoa, wait, because I am a big dude. I'm a big dude. I feel like I carry my weight big, but, you know, thank the Lord, I've never been locked up. But if you were to see me, you would think, like, okay, this guy had to be locked up somewhere in Dallas. But, you know, thank the Lord, I have never been. You know, that's why I say I was always blessed. I almost died 3 times, you know, a knife stuck in the artery. I mean, an inch from my artery, you know, in a car accident, split down the middle of my head. The doctor seen my skull. You understand? So that's why I say I'm blessed for everything that goes on. You know, like I was in the music industry, dealing with Eric B. and Rakim. I was dealing with a manager. He told me to wait. I went and waited. That was Alicia Keys' manager. So I feel like everything was for a reason. That's why I mainly started the radio show. And, you know, I thank my fiance for being there for me, because without her, I wouldn't even say I would have established this radio show. And she wouldn't have pushed me to do it.
Yeah.
You understand? So she gave me that strength to be like, go ahead, do it. You can do it if you want to do it. And that's what gave me the strength to actually start the radio show. And I thank her, because I went from one episode to 7 different episodes a week to start in a magazine and got a record label on the rise. And I thank her for doing that for me. You understand? And the funny thing, she came along after the last heartbreak with the kid's mother, when I caught her with the guy, kissing a guy.
Oh, man.
So that was a 10-year relationship with 2 kids. And I caught her kissing the guy, the same guy that said nothing was going on. And I'm not going to lie to you, I had so much anger on me, I started hitting the guy in the face.
Oh, wow.
I was so mad. You understand? Yeah. But then he calls me back and want to tell me, oh, let's talk like men. I can't talk to you like a man because I tried that already with you, and you lied to me.
Yeah.
You understand? Wow. So, yeah, that's the heartbreak I've been through. But I thank the Lord for my fiance I'm with now, because I don't know where I would actually be without her. So she helped me get through a whole lot.
He was heaven sent.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say God works in mysterious ways. You understand?
Yeah.
Just like tonight, like the artist Curtis Jones. You understand? I actually scheduled him tonight because another artist, I figured that the person that had that was their artist, it wasn't their artist. You understand? And Curtis Jones, I heard his music, and see, he made a connection with Debbie.
Wow. Yeah.
You understand? So I think God works in mysterious ways. And like I was telling Ellen, I do general questions, but nobody never came with a general question. Person never came when I asked me to set up prayer.
Right. Wow.
So that's why I say everything works in mysterious ways. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
I told you that's super.
That's a blessing.
And you know what? And just to fill it in, I never got baptized. I just recently got baptized.
Wow.
Thank you.
So it was a good thing. Now my kids is going to get little boys. I'm gonna take them to get baptized and everything. So yes, God is good all the time, and that's.
Oh, yeah.
So he put me through a lot of heartbreaks and everything.
Wow.
But, you know, I have to say this real quick. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, that's what it is. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is right here, you know. Even though we're on a format of love and entertainment, Jesus is love, you know, and he's all-inclusive. And heartbreak, you know, that's the cure. That's the right there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I want to do, Eric, because we got an entertainment. I would like you to give your final thought on this topic.
Ooh. My final thought. Help me, Holy Ghost. No, basically just my testimony, which is I was broken. You know, but the thing is, I allow for myself to be broken by God. Because, and y'all can attest to this, I know, if you don't, if anybody breaks you, you want it to be the Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, you know, he had a close eye, a close watch over me as I was going through what I was going through, which was, it happened to be one of those bad relationships where I was putting her before him. And so, you know, that was never going to prosper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I finally had had enough and I reached out to him, I said, you know what, take this yearning that I have to go after her, I want to put that on you, Lord. I want to come after you like that. And it's been a blessed time ever since. So that's how I've dealt with my heartbreak and heartache, by first seeking you, the kingdom. Because I know all of my wants and desires are going to be, it's automatic. It's already happened. The blessings that have just been pouring, you know, out to me, blessings just chasing me down because I've sought after him.
Amen.
So for those ladies, ladies that, you know, you want this man, that may not be the man for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want him so bad, you keep after him. Go after the Lord like that and see it happen.
Let him go after you. He that finds a wife finds a good thing.
A good thing. Amen. Yes.
Well, we know I got a big mouth, and I don't know how to keep it.
I love it.
Well, I want to thank all the callers, you know, for calling in. Eric, I want to tell you, it was definitely an honor having you on. You know, if y'all choose to stay on the line, y'all can. We have a female, one of the biggest female organizations coming on, Trendsetter CEO, Couture. And then after her, we have a comedian coming on who also going to do some stand-up comedy on the air. You know, if y'all choose to stay on. But I want to thank y'all all for calling in. Eric, it's been an honor, and you know, you're welcome anytime. And I heard about your chat, your message, you know, about the little air thing. We're going to talk and see what happens with that.
Okay,
I know you also get put in a GQ College magazine as well, you know. So, and that's mainly it, you know. But, you know, anybody else, if y'all still. Go ahead. Do your shout out right now. Go ahead.
Okay, my church family, my pastor, Nat Sweeting, Faith for His Fellowship, all the members. I love y'all. Also, the company I'm working for, Next Wave Funding, Next Wave Enterprises, really, they are jump-starting the American economy. Got some great things coming out of this company. Chalet Magazine, definitely it's a high-fashion lifestyle magazine. Definitely got to put that out there. I've written some articles for them. We got some great stuff planned. And my spiritual group online, it's all about the kingdom of Christ, tributes to my reason for living on Facebook. Check them out. And then lastly, my page with all my writings, ericbendross.hubpages.com. All right, and you can reach me on Twitter and Facebook, all that good stuff.
All right. Well, you know, Eric, you're welcome back anytime. You know, and all the callers that's listening and called, and all the callers that called in, as well, if you want to do a GQ general question as well, and it's a topic you want to talk about, I don't want to give a number out on the air, but we on Facebook. You can look us up at GQ Palace, GEEQUE Palace, and send us the link, and we'll definitely put you on the air for a general question, because tonight it was just so powerful. It was uncontrollable tonight, and I want to thank all the callers that called in for tonight.
Oh, thank you.
It's my first time, and I really enjoyed it. Mine too.
So, you know, if y'all want to stay on the line, feel free to stay on the line. I don't want to feel like I'm badgering nobody, you know. Feel free to stay on the line as well, you know, like I said.
Do we really sound like the type of ladies that will be badgered?
Love you.
Like I said, coming up next, we have one of the biggest female organizations coming on. She's the CEO of the Trendsetters. Her name is Couture. You know, so she's doing a lot of things with the community. And, you know, she got an AIDS walk coming on as well. So she's doing a lot of big things. And after her, we have a comedian. All right?
All right.
So y'all feel free to stay on the line. All right? Eric, we're going to keep in touch. And I'm going to let you know everything. All right?
I have to run because I stayed late here at the office. So y'all be blessed. I love all y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Eric Vandross, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have one of the biggest female organization in NYC, the Trendsetters, CEO of the Trendsetters, Couture. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Excuse me, Love and Entertainment. For sure.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And also, I want to give a congratulations to R&B sensation Curtis Jones for making that connection with Debbie. She's doing big things in the A&R department. I wish y'all good luck and big things to come in the future. With me right now, I have CEO of the Trendsetters,
They doing big things. Couture, couture Records.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Rich.
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing. I'm sorry. Can't call it. Might spoil it. How's everything with you?
Everything is going good. Couldn't be better, you know. Now, I know you're doing a lot of big things. My phone lines is lit up, you know. And I want you to let them know, actually, right now, what's going on with the trendsetters. Let them know about the age walk you got going on. Let them know about everything at this moment right now.
Well, at this moment, we're preparing for our third annual eat and treat. We usually host it every year around Valentine's Day, but unfortunately, the snow told us to push it back a month. So that event is expected to take place on March 9th at Epiphany Lounge, where we'll have food, giveaways, drinks. We'll still pretend that if it was Valentine's Day, even though we're in March, a portion of the proceeds for the night will definitely go to AIDS for 2013. We've been working for AIDS for about 4 or 5 years now. Every year we participate in New York with Dwayne Reed, and that's what we're kind of going for right now. That's our most event that's being talked about currently, so that's what we're dealing with that. And then we got another event coming in June. That'll be our third annual awareness event, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, GQ College was in the building for the one last year, which was nice. That was the one we did with the books and pajamas. So this year, it's actually a surprise to me what we're doing. I believe that has been talked about and it's in the works, but it hasn't been finalized. The date is set for June 1st. It's going to be at Black Falcons Clubhouse, which is a motorcycle club that's been around in the Bronx for about 50 years. They were gracious enough to let us use their facility. So we'll be there June 1st. But what we're bringing awareness to this year is, to my knowledge, a surprise, because this year my secretary of Trendsetters is going to be heading that particular event, and I'm just supposed to show up to cut the check. So I guess as soon as they tell me what I'm supposed to be doing with it, I can tell everybody else.
Okay.
That's how it's going for 2013, you know. We had to make some changes, so right now, I think the way we've all agreed the best way to go is each event that we do, because we do about 7 or 8 events that are headed by trendsetters, you know, not the normal ones we do monthly with other promoters and other clubs, the ones that we do on our own, each person that is a part of the team as an active member will actually pick an event and host it the way they want it to be done. You know, they'll correspond with me and let me know who they want on the event, how they want to do it, stuff like that. But for the most part, they have the full say-so and what goes on. And I just pay for it and tell them, okay, I'll be there when you tell me to be there.
Okay, okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Trendsetters is worldwide, am I right?
I wouldn't know. I mean, it would be nice. Because
I know y'all down south. As well, I know y'all was doing some stuff with people and everything, you know, but
what happened was with Down South, we're actually networking with other teams, but honestly speaking, I don't want to discredit anybody out there. There are about, I'm going to just say off the top of my head, 10 different organizations that call themselves trendsetters. They might change it up based on the spelling of their name. They might change it up based on the logo. They might change it up based on the sexual orientation, whether it's male, female, or male and female. So, you know, like for us, we know that there's a Trendsetters Motorcycle Club in New York, and there's one in Down South. There's one in Colorado. There's a Trendsetters, a Jersey Trendsetters in New Jersey. There's a Lady Royal Trendsetters somewhere else. There's actually another Trendsetters Entertainment in New York. They station out of Brooklyn. We're familiar with them as well. So, you know, when you read Trendsetters, you got to kind of pay attention to the logo, you know, the name, who's running it, and you got to see exactly what they're stationed out of. We, you know, right now, for the most part, for the last 4 years, we were coming out of New York and we're repping the Bronx. So when you Google me, because yes, my team is official, all my paperwork is lined up, I didn't just wake up and come up with this. When you Google me and it comes up, it'll come up that, you know, if you check out New York State Division of Corporations, will come up as for New York State, this particular trendsetter felt this way, governed by this person, which would be me, is the organizing body for the Bronx, but around the tri-state of New York.
Okay, so what I want you to do for me right now is, now, y'all trendsetters is spelled Yahweh. Am I right?
Yes.
So let everybody know how exactly your trendsetters is spelled different from everybody else so they won't get confused that we talk about no other trendsetters. We talk about y'all right there. Right? That's on right now. So, you know, let them know.
Okay, well, for starters, our trendsetters is one word. Most entities, they have the word trendsetters written as two words or they have other words with it. So our word is one word and it's trendsetters. T-R-E-N-D-S-E-T-T-U-Z. It's one word.
Okay, okay. Well, we actually have a caller for you right now. We're going to bring them on. All right?
Oh, Lord. I hope this is good.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Nesmo. Hi. I knew she was coming. She wasn't going to be too far behind.
Hi, this is Ms. Mo from Trendsetters. I'm VP. I just turned over.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good luck with that blessing and that thing.
I'm just going to show my... That's
a blessing and a curse all at the same time. We're going to pray for her.
I'm going to show my sis some love.
Oh,
and I know,
you
know, I love her. I'm listening to her.
I love you
and
too, boo boo.
And I see you tomorrow, sis. I love you.
Yeah, make sure you on time.
I'm here. I'll
see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
We have another caller on the line, so we're going to bring the boy. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're on the air with Couture, CEO of the Trendsetters Female Organization.
Hi, Couture. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. If you won't complain, I ain't going to complain.
Okay, that's great.
But if I was in your shoes, I definitely wouldn't be complaining because I see and hear all the time about the trendsetters doing big, big things.
Thank you. Oh, you get it. I really, really do. We trying. I mean, nothing is perfect, but I promise you we trying and we giving it everything we got.
And you know what? The way that you're trying, man, every year, you know, since I've known you guys through GQ Palace, I've only seen good things. And every year you're moving up and doing bigger and better things.
Oh,
and
I
just want to definitely say, hey, keep up the good work. And, you know, I know who's first in y'all life. Because if he wasn't, y'all wouldn't be where you are now.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We cool with Jesus. We tight with him. That's our only
thing.
We be standing in the need of a lot of prayers. So trust me.
Don't we all? You know, just not you guys, but, you know, but honestly, I really, really want to commend you ladies because it's nothing but good things I see on my Facebook page, GQ Palace's Facebook page. You guys are always trying to do something for your community, the kids, whoever is in need, y'all try to be there for them.
Thank you.
And that's a good thing.
Thank you.
And I just really want to say keep up the good work. Y'all looking good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We have another caller for you.
No, just now. I didn't know her voice. I was like, oh, shit. I mean,
we have another caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you want
to... Hi, Couture.
Hi, is this Candy?
No, this is not.
Uh-oh, let me think. Hi, say my name again. Say my name, say my
Hi,
name.
Hi, Couture.
Dang, I don't know. I'll give up. If you're mad at me, though, I promise you I'm going to have your call drop.
Never that stinky. Maybe you'll guess who it is now.
Wait, say that again. Never that who?
I said never that stinky. I'm never mad at you. But I'm going to give you a hint.
Stinky?
My sister was on
nice
just
voice.
A few minutes ago.
Oh, my God, Melinda.
Yes.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi, bro.
You're so sweet, please. Oh, I'm going to give you a free ticket to my next event. I got you, boy. That was so nice. I was nervous. Like, oh, man, it's another
one. Hada Couture, you know, I've been with them. I've rolled with them. They're a real sisterhood.
Yes.
their real sisterhood. These ladies really put the true meaning of classy ladies into their organization. I mean, there's no drama, no BS. Everybody is nothing but love. I mean, they show love no matter where they go. There's so much respect for them. Anywhere you go, Trendsetters is known because of the way these ladies carry themselves. And I just want to praise y'all and keep up the good work and keep on doing what y'all are doing.
Oh, thank you, Melinda. You sounded so cute. You read that off a piece of paper. Did Miss Mo write that?
No, I did not. This is my usual
thank
voice. They always
so
tell
much.
Me I sound like a white girl on the phone.
I know that's right. Thank you, Melinda. I know I'm going to see you soon. Thank you
oh,
so
yeah,
much.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know that.
Yeah, make sure you know you stick with your sister now that she's the vice president. Like she's going to probably want to rip my hair out. But until that day comes, just be with her, you know, encourage her to and strengthen her because I need her to be the best vice president.
It's not just her, you know, I really, it's not just being with her. You know, I really bonded with you girls. And, I mean, I really like what y'all do. You know, I'm really not a person who hangs around a bunch of females, but hanging with y'all, you know, it made me feel, you know, different because I think women are catty. And
mm-hmm.
being with you girls, like I said, y'all put the true definition of being classy ladies.
Thank you so much, Melinda.
No,
when I see you, I'm going to give you a big hug, girl.
All right, well.
Thank you for calling.
All right, later.
Later.
All right. Now, Katrina, let me ask you, what actually made you want to start the Trendsetter?
Okay, well, I was in another club or setting that was supposed to be a club in the sisterhood about 5 years ago or 5.5 years ago. And, you know, what was presented to me was not actually what ended up happening with the team. It was about 17 or 18 girls. And, you know, things just didn't work out. So as the ladder kept tumbling down, when I finally got to a breaking point, I just felt like I still wanted to do what this original team wanted to do. So I'm going to do it on my own. And I tried to start it. It wasn't me by myself. I had got my cousin. And we had started it together and did everything with it, made it work. And it was good, you know, over the 4 years. It's been working out. You know, there's a lot of trials and errors that happen. No team is perfect. You know, a lot of people see what's going on the outside. And people that are in-house kind of know things may not always be what it appears to be. So, you know, I try my best to just keep it as best as real or 100, all those good words people say. I try to keep that upholded at all times. So that way I can maintain the longevity of Trendsetters that I'm trying to uphold. So with that, all that in mind, I felt like doing that with the team I was at, it wasn't going to happen that way.
Now, the Trendsetters, is it just a female organization or can men join as well, or is it just for females?
I mean, right now, honestly, it is just females. It has just been females. Once upon a time, I had considered to have it a male and female thing, but I tend to find out that it becomes a little bit more complicated when men are actually involved because they have to be opposed to them wanting to be. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you join a team because you want to join the team. But once you're on the team, you have to really want to be here in order to make it work. And with guys and girls trying to do that together and me doing it on my own, it's hard. The blessing in it, though, is most of the women that come to our team, they're actually already in substantial relationships that they're trying to, you know, have last long and hopefully look into marriage and all that. So we don't really need guys, per se, to be on the team because we kind of adopt the gentlemen of the ladies that are on the team. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, by me being the president and I do a lot of work, I've already incorporated my significant other as being a part of Trendsetters. I've already incorporated my children. My son, he's going to be 16 years old in a couple of months. So I've already incorporated him to understand what's going on. And he takes what he's learned to his school. And my boyfriend takes what he's learned, you know, to his work of employment or his other friends, stuff like that. So kind of dudes is not really a concern right now because we kind of do have a male influence over the team as a whole.
Okay, now, let me ask you, when you started Trendsetter, did you actually think it would be as big as it is now, or did you feel
definitely.
Like, okay, I'm
not
started.
Even going to not toot my own horn. I sure did, because I knew where I was going with this. If I had to put this monkey on my back and make it work, I was going to do it, because it was something that I really, 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 really believed in. I mean, I don't know how big we actually are. I'm only going on based on an assumption and assuming what I know is correct. I feel that we're at a level that
that we can generate an audience for people to want to hear us and listen to us and to see what we're doing and to want to support us and to strengthen us and encouraging us to do better. So I have always felt that way. I still feel that way. That's part of the reason why, you know, sometimes things do work out for the better with trendsetters and sometimes they don't. But the people that remain here, they understand where I'm coming from. Being a president is really hard at times. Being a leader, period, can be hard. Like, I feel bad for Obama. I'm just a trendsetter. He's the president of the United States. Because, you know, when you're trying to lead a bunch of people in the direction that you believe is the right direction, they may believe in what you believe in, which will always give the entity that you are part of, you know, more encouragement, more enlightenment, more publicity, more exposure. But the other variables that involve that can be very hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get somebody on a team and everybody's down for the same cause, but getting up to that cause, everybody don't understand all the time. So I definitely believe that where we are is where we're supposed to be. Some things I feel we should be further than what we are right now, but thank God for girls that are on my team. They understand that outside of me being a trendsetter, I'm also a mother. I'm also, you know, somebody's hopefully one day wife, unless I'm going to kill them, things like that. You know, I'm somebody's daughter. I'm somebody's granddaughter. I knew you was going to laugh that part. I'm trying to be all these other things. You know, I have dreams of my own outside of trendsetters that I aspire to that I hope one day I can bring together with everything that I'm dreaming of. So, you know, I do expect what I expect, and I hope that one day it will get to be exactly what I set it out to be.
And you know what? I honor you, Couture, for the fact of everything you're doing, the toy drive, the books, the AIDS walks and everything like that. And that comes with a lot of responsibility. And the fact that you're dealing with all females, you understand? Because it's hard to know, like I was told, you know, three females can't even be in a house together. No offense to my lines is moving up. No offense to the females that's listening. But, like, you know, that's
no,
what I was informed. It's hard
it
for females to live together. So how do you actually cope with that, the fact of all females, you know? And it's good how you got it organized. Because, you know, everybody respects each other's ground. So how do you cope in a situation where if something was to break out, how would you actually deal with that to put yourself in the middle of it and be like, all right, listen, we the trendsetters, the female organization, we sisters here, and this is not going down like this.
Well, the first way we go about that is we have rules and we have bylaws that govern us as a team. That's first and foremost. Before you even become an actual full-fledged sister, member, whatever you know, choose to deem yourself as a trendsetter, we're going over these rules and bylaws with you so that you clearly understand them. Once you have understood them and you decide that you are going to be a trendsetter, you will see that the best part I can say about trendsetters and me being a part of trendsetters is my level of consistency. I'm so consistent with everything that I tell you and everything that you read. So if you can't handle that, it's not going to work out for you. It's not going to be any hard feelings either unless you make them that way. An example would be, you know, let's just say something in our rules and bylaws say that, I don't know, we don't be outside past 11 o'clock. I'm just hypothetical. Clearly, that's not one of the rules or bylaws. But we don't be outside past 11 o'clock. Now, when we present this rule to you and you tell us that you understand and you're cool with this, we ask you for about 3-4 months. You understand this? You understand this? You have any questions? You have any concerns? We match you up with all the girls individually, one-on-one with the team. Before you actually are a member, we go over with you again and make sure you understand what it is. We even have you sign some paperwork and get papers notarized saying that you clearly understand everything that we express to you on how we're moving as a unit together. And if you do not understand, then there's a chain of things that will happen before we have to make a final decision on whether this should be something that you should continue to pursue or maybe you should try to find somewhere else that will do what it is that you specifically want without the other variables that's involved with it. So if you were to go out at 11 and then you don't come back by 11 and you know that, let's say you can't come back out the next weekend. You can't be mad when we tell you, okay, you can't come out the next weekend because you knew this is what it was. So that's one thing. Another thing I try to always get everybody to see on this team is that I make it clear, females are catty, we are petty, we can be selfish, especially women of color. I'm not racist, but it is what it is. Women of color are born with attitudes. We have this sense of stability where we think we know everything. You can't tell us nothing, because I'm like that. But luckily for me, I have girls on the team that still are here, that allow me to be me. And when I make a mistake, they make room for me to be like, all right, so you made that mistake. All right, we're going to move forward. Let's rock out. And that's how we move on it. And again, it's the consistency. I'm consistent with everybody. I don't change. I don't favoritize nobody. And I always give everybody the scenario that Trendsetters is on a boat, and we're on a boat together. And I'm the captain of the ship. And if we're all rowing this ship together, then we need to trust in me as the captain that I'm going to lead us in the right direction. And if I don't, you're welcome to get off the boat anytime you're ready. But your job is to believe in me and trust that I know what's best for us. Now, don't let me hit an iceberg like the Titanic and crash and kill us. But for the most part, trust that I'm going to do right by us and believe that I have everybody's best interest at heart for the sake of everybody. That's how we avoid cattiness. That's how we avoid drama. That's how we avoid he say, she say. We don't do none of that stuff. He say, she say, and trendsetters might last 10 minutes if you're lucky. Because before you know it, somebody's going to call somebody and be like, listen, this is the situation. We need to fix it together. The littlest things can lead to big things. So that's why I try to be on top of everything. And I annoy them sometimes with it, but that's the reality.
Okay. Well, Couture, you know, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. But what I want you to do, I want you to give everybody your information. Let them know about all your events you got coming up again. Give your shout out. Give them everything.
Okay. First, I definitely want to shout out my girls that still are here, working hard and standing tall. And I definitely want to congratulate officially my girl, Ms. Mo, because she is the official vice president of Trendsetters. Anybody that knows her, I ask that y'all please continue to pray for her strength and her well-being and her patience to deal with me and tell her don't kill me. I definitely want to shout out my secretary, which is Celebrity, one of the best secretaries I've ever known in my life. She juggles everything so well. I definitely want to shout out my active member, So Sassy. That's what she calls herself. My newly appointed PRO, which is Candy, beautiful girl. When you see her in the street, you will know exactly what I mean before I even tell you who she is. I want to definitely shout out all the future girls that are coming. I'm not going to name them right now because they might not all make it, or they might decide this ain't for them. But, you know, anybody that's affiliated with Trendsetters in any kind of way, I definitely want to shout you out and show you love. I definitely want to thank my family because they ride with me unconditionally even when they don't want to. Our next upcoming event, as I explained, is March 9th at Epiphany. That's our Eat and Treat. March 31st, we actually have a participating event with another club and other organizations where we're doing an Easter party for everybody. It's free for everybody. Anybody could come. It's at St. Mary's Park in the Bronx. March 31st, which is on Easter Sunday, it's from 12 to 5. May 13th, we're going to walk for AIDS in Central Park. If you're not registered, get registered. If you don't want to walk for Trendsetters, that's cool. You don't have to. Just walk for the cause. May 25th, we're going to have our appreciation party. We ask that everybody stay tuned to that because we trying to do that one up big. June 1st is our awareness day, like I said earlier. It's a surprise to me, but I do notice that Black Falcon Clubhouse. And following that will be August 3rd, our third annual Man of Field Day, which is also a clothing drive. In October, we'll be having our third annual Bowl-a-thon for the Children's Cancer and Blood Foundation. We'll also be walking for breast cancer in October. Again, you're encouraged to walk with us if you like. If not, just get registered to walk. I believe registration starts for that in about March or April. After that, we'll be hosting our first trophy party because now that we did embrace the circuit world again with other motorcycle clubs, social clubs, truck clubs, and SUV clubs and auto clubs, we are hosting our first trophy party this year. It's going to be again at Black Falcon Clubhouse. It's going to be a Coats and Toys suggestion, and I made that decision because I didn't want to stray away from our coat and toy drive that we do annually. So the admission for our event December 7th, which is the trophy party, instead of paying money, the admission will be a coat or a toy. Anything that I've said, you're always welcome to visit our website, which is www.trendsetters.com. If you have a team, you want to participate in a charity event, a community event, you need to reach out to us for anything, you're welcome to call me, Couture, the queen of it, always. The president and the founder of this organization, I can be reached at 917-405-5507. We have Facebook. We have two Facebook pages, Trendsetters Incorporated, Trendsetters Social Club, and like I said, you could Google us. We'll come up somewhere if you ever need anything or, you know, you just want to be involved, participate, whatever it may be.
Wow. Okay. And you know what, Couture, you know you're welcome on GQ Palace anytime. It's never a problem.
Whenever you're ready.
Hey, Rich, hold on. I forgot one thing. I forgot I'm celebrating my birthday tonight. This is my last birthday party. I forgot. Oh, slam. I'm celebrating my last birthday party tonight at Hudson River Cafe.
Oh,
I'm
going to
be there soon. Oh, well, I'm going to see you. I might be late, though, because I'm still in the beauty parlor in Autumn with my daughter getting her hair done. I might be running late, so you know. If you don't see me there until like 1, 2 o'clock, you know what happened.
All right. We definitely going to be up there.
All right, well, I will definitely see you guys down there. And I want to shout out to my boo, Lavina. She know why I'm shouting her out, but I'm just shouting her out.
But, you know, it's an honor, Couture. You know, you're welcome back anytime.
Definitely.
You and Trendsetters, no matter what, because it's all love.
Thank you.
All right. Couture, CEO of the Trendsetters, Dawn Jazee. All right, coming up next, we have one of the funniest comedians that you could ever think about. So it's about to get real hilarious and real funny up in here. We have comedian Rakim Cheek Singleton in the building. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. And we're going to wobble it out right now. We'll be right back. Wait.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have comedian Rakim Cheek Singleton. Rakim, I'm gonna call you Cheek. I like Cheek better, man.
Chicky chick.
What's going on, Cheek? I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on. You know, I really do appreciate it. I know you got busy things going on. Actually, tonight, you actually have an event going on tonight as well. Am I right?
That's right. Right now, I'm just coming out to Holland. I'm doing 85 coming out the Holland Tunnel. Just trying to get up here to Queens. I'm at the Proper Cafe. I'm doing my thing with my man, Pernell Holloway. We got a whole bunch of BT comics. Def Jam comics coming on tonight. I'm like the rookie in it all. But they keep calling me, man, because they say I got something to tell.
Wow. So now, let me ask you, Chief. How long have you been doing, you know, stand-up comedy?
Well, you know, I've been doing comedy for about 7 years now, 5 years in jail, 2 years on the street. You know, I try to tell people all the time that, you know, I might not be big on the street, but in the pen, I was Eddie Murphy of comedy. I traveled on a tour bus, well, you know, a shackle bus, across the country, visiting inmates all across and making them laugh.
Well, let me the people know, because my phone lines are lit up. If you want to get in and you want to say something to Cheek the comedian, and you're already on the line, all you have to do is press 1 to go on the air. If you're on your PCs, go to dial 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air live to speak to Cheek. Now, go ahead, Cheek, what you were saying?
So what I was saying was, like, you know, in jail, when you doing jokes, it's a whole different thing on the street. See, in the streets, you can get booed in the street. You can get booed and go on and play. But see, in jail, there's a different pressure. If you're not funny, it's your ass. Literally.
You said literally?
Literally. You understand that? Because you got Big Ray Ray. He done got on his bunk. He done put on his good little prison clothes. Got it ironed up. Pressed up in the shop. He trying to laugh. You know what I mean?
You know what,
G? Hey, yo, and it's so funny, man, because when you get off the stage, and the guys be like this, yo, man, yo, you looking nice on that stage, man, real sexy, like, you know what I mean? I felt everything you said, everything. I'm like, so what do you say to a dude that can bench press like 7 times a week? Only thing you can say is like, yo, that's what's up, man, I'm feeling that. Hope I make you laugh next time.
you know, speaking of that, how do you deal with hecklers?
You know what? You know, I'm not really one of the comedians that has that in their repertoire, but what you try to do is you put them a part of the show. You know, sometimes you try to make them feel good, but then other times, you got to talk about them. You know, and the heckler usually got something going on when it's like, you know, his rent ain't paid, his wife sleeping with his best friend. So you got to touch on the subject. You hit him where it hurts.
Oh, so that's how you do it. So
yeah,
when you do, well, how do you come up with your material? Like, do you, like, look at the people in the audience, or do you?
But, you know, you got different type of levels, man. You know, a host is the person that really do that. Like me, I just take things in my life. I use the I either over-exaggerate them or under-exaggerate them, man. Most of myself, that's why I get bookings, I get shows, and comedians keep wanting to be doing shows with them. It's because I talk about myself, man. I talk about real-life issues.
Hold the line. We have a caller for you. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Chicken.
Oh,
no. What's up, sweetheart? I'm telling y'all are in for a treat. I heard it live in person on Sunday in Asbury Park. Him, Hassan, and Jonathan turned Asbury Park out.
And you got to tell them. We had two dudes get up there that was real booty. They were real hard.
Oh, my
there.
God.
Everybody up there had to come down here and pay all this money. These niggas ain't even funny. My uncle funnier than him.
Exactly. But wait a minute, Chicky. When you got up there and said, I ain't touching the dick mic, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know the comedian get up there. He wanted to twirl a mic around. He wanted to twirl a mic around like a dick. And then the other comedian, but then the host wanted to twirl around the other mic. Now there's only three mics. You know, the R&B group singing up there acting like it was Josie. Come over there, touch the big mic. Can you imagine that? You try to touch your lady like, how you doing? He's like, well, you just touch that big mic. You like that iPad on it? You know,
I don't want to. I just wanted to get on here and show you some love and thank you for being here.
Right.
Anywhere you are, I will make sure, especially if it's in my area, I will be there.
That's the stuff. That's what I'm glad to ask for. I'm just trying to build a brand. Like, I'm not Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy. I'm Chicky Chick. I'm my own man. I'm doing my own thing. And I hear a big shout out to everybody. That's why we're on the radio. Keep the callers coming in. Let's see what they want to talk about.
Like I told them, to me, y'all guys were funnier than Bernie Mac. And you know Bernie Mac is real funny.
I just want to say
I enjoyed myself. And a big shout out to newer comedians, because y'all ran the house Sunday.
Keep
up the good work.
You do too. He's making a man in that love and radio be responsible for this relationship. I be listening. Make the man responsible. There's a box of rock. They call it a glass of rock. You find all that the rock popping bottles your girl got holes in the family. They call it some rosy work. Stop making the rain on them shorties. Make a drizzle on your wife.
I would definitely do that.
Wow,
but like I
wow.
said, I just wanted to show some love to you, sweetie.
I hear you, see, man. Big shout out. You already know what it is, though.
Yes, always.
Always.
Now, Chick, let me ask you what's that. What involved with getting stage time on an open mic?
You said what now?
What involved with you getting, like, stage time on an open mic?
It all depends. So sometimes you just got to know a certain person. But when they have open mic, you just want to rock the spot. But it'd be kind of hard in the marinas, man, because, like, right now I'm past the level of actually doing that, because you don't want to mess with your craft. Like, it was one time I went to go do a show. I went to an open mic, and I had, like, a big show the next day. And, you know, I went there, and, you know, it was like a dumb crowd. It was 18 and 19 years, and it was like a carriage. But they had dudes up there doing a Marion dance, taking their shirt off. You cannot do comedy when you got somebody taking their shirt off. It's like Apollo. You automatically get booed. I went home that night, and I was crying. I was like, oh, my God, I don't think I'm funny. It's live at all. But, you know, it turned out to be a good experience, because the next day I rocked it. You know, you're building your confidence. You know, you're building your confidence. Sometimes you just don't have it. Now, mind you, I've seen the best of people, the best comedians, not get people to laugh because it's just everyday night.
Now, so what happened if you doing something on stage and you got the audience and they don't laugh at your jokes? How do you get around that?
Hey, you know, you got to keep doing your jokes. A lot of people stop their jokes, and that's the worst thing that you can do. You got to keep your jokes going, because if you got that one person, that one or two people that's feeling you, that's where you need to go, because it gets your confidence up. If you're up there and you don't think you're funny, you know, it's half the battle. It's like, yeah, Joe. Half the battle. You got to think you're funny. I think I'm hilarious. Like, I didn't rehearse for the radio show. I said, I'm about to get up here, you know, GQ Pop's video. I'm about to rock it like it's my own picture. Now, what I wanted to, I was trying to have, like, everybody in my family be the callers and play it off. Like, oh, my God, Chick, I seen you. You were so funny.
Well, my lines is lit up. So if anybody has any questions that they want to ask Chick on the air, feel free to press 1 if you're already listening, because the lines is lit up. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, press 1 to go on the air.
and ask questions to comedian Cheek Cheek. Now, let me ask you. Now, how much time do a comedian usually get on a stage?
Now, you got different levels. See, you got, like, you try to work your way up. You know, you got, like, for example, I'm doing a show right now. I'm most likely going to be maybe the first or second comedian going up. I think it's a bad idea because I'm funny and I'm putting a lot of pressure on me. That's what I usually do. And that's how I keep going to different places because I be surprising. So, you know, the first two comedians might get, like, 5-7 minutes. You know, just to warm up the spot. Because they usually be the ones that you don't know is funny like that. But when you get to a big arena, when you get to a place where you're getting booked, they might have 10, 15. The comedian might be running late. You might have to do 20, 25. But it all depends. You know, usually a set is between 5 to 7 minutes. To be a good comedian, you need to have a set. And your set consists of the best stuff.
All right. Well, we have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I am fine. This is Rachel. I'm just showing some love from the Diva Squad. Hello, Chick.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's great. My name is Kim.
You got a question for me?
No, I just wanted to hear you.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I just wanted to hear you, that's all.
This is my first, how my radio voice sound?
It sounds pretty good.
All right, how about this voice? How you doing? My name is Christina. So I tell Drake for a living.
Maybe a little deeper, maybe a little deeper.
Hey, yo, this your boy, Christina. Bringing back to the comedy.
Okay, the second.
I came from Beyonce. So I can't really do the deep voice. I'm like all the single ladies, I'm like that. I said when I was growing up, all the guys were singers. They were all singers and actors. I was like the only dude with the Sopranos.
Stay on the line, yo. Stay on the line. We have another caller for you. We're gonna bring them on real fast. Stay right there. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you on the air with Cheek the comedian.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm good. Well, just don't get nervous on me, okay?
My name is Chantel.
Your name is what?
Chantel.
Okay, Chantel, my name is Chick Media, but how do you like your name pronounced? You like to say, hey, Chantel, like that?
Huh?
How do you like your man to say your name? Right now, if I was your man, and right now you would like, it's today, I need you to say my name right now. I need you to put some confidence in me. How would you want me to say your name and I'm your man? Tell me how to say your name. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna start off right. If you was my woman and you loved me and everything, and you was on top of me and you was looking right into my eyes, you know exactly what you say to me. Oh my God, chicky chick. 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 So. If I was your man, how would you want me to say Chantel? Because I said, Where you learning that from? Where you learning that from? You didn't even do that last week. Where you stop? I'm a hot mess. Yo, do y'all understand that my wife is in the car right now, and she's about to choke the shit out of me?
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this is just joke, man. This is just joke.
You're yourself in trouble while on the air.
Hey, man,
no.
I bought that Tiffany bracelet. She going to let me tell some jokes. I'm trying to get famous. I'm in trouble at 9 o'clock, though. As soon as y'all hang up on me, I'm in trouble. I'm just going to take it.
All right, so Tiki, speaking of that, how do you deal in situations like that when you got to say jokes like that and go at females? Do you feel like it's not good for a comedian, or do you feel like the girlfriend has to understand that this is a business?
I mean, depends if you talk about my wife or the business wife. Like, my wife, she understands that sometimes, but you got to understand, like, I wasn't always a comedian, man. And on a serious note, I wasn't always the type of dude I was. You know what I mean? I was a street dude. Like I told you, I was locked up, man. I did 7.5 years in federal prison. So my life right now is a total 180. So sometimes it's things that she hasn't let go of.
Yeah, that's
the one.
That's the
person I...
You
know, she's stepping or whatever. You know what I mean? But she understands. She knows, like, I don't know where she's from. Yeah, man, the way I'm on lockdown, I got like 15 minutes to go to school. And if she anywhere down from where y'all at, I ain't got time to drive down to Asbury Park to see Chantel. I ain't got time.
Okay.
Now, if you within that 15 minute time frame of going to the store, I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I know that bitch you was talking to, she only 7 minutes away. You was at the store to get bread in 2.5 motherfucking minutes. Back and forth is 5 minutes. You had time to talk to that bitch. You had time to talk to that bitch. I'm like, babe, I left my cell phone home. Oh, you did that shit on purpose because the payphone is 1.5 minutes away. So 1.5 minutes plus 2 is 3 minutes. 4 to 5 minutes took you. Bitch, you were talking to that bitch for 5 minutes of quality fucking time. I'm like, whatever, man. I don't need to argue, whatever.
Now, Chief, you actually on your way to an event. Let everybody know where that event is at, because my lines are on fire.
What you like best about being a comedian?
The best thing I like, I tell you, the best thing I like being about a comedian is making somebody laugh. Like, all seriousness, like, when you ever hang up the phone, and when I'm off of this, I would like you to say, man, yo, Chick, man, he's funny, man. Like, you get to tell your grandmother. When you tell your grandmother something, you know it's the truth. You don't lie to your grandma. You don't go out and say, grandma had a good time. You go back to grandma and say, grandma, that nigga ain't even treat me right. He wasn't doing nothing. So when you know, you can tell your grandmother, like, grandma, Chick the comedian, he's funny. That's why I like to just say, you're mad, man. That's why I really like. I like to make your grandmother feel good.
To the grandma?
Grandma already seasoned. Grandma don't want your money. Grandma don't want none of that. She don't even... You know, grandma don't even want it. She just wants you to be around her. She wants you going there. You know, she made a cake. She wants you to have a slice of her cake. So the kids don't come over to get the cake. But when you come get a piece of cake, grandma, I love with you.
Hey, you know what? I like that question Chantel asked about best about being a comedian. So what you like, what do you feel is the worst thing about being a comedian?
The worst thing, man, is about when the person ain't appreciating your craft. Like, we go to spots sometimes, you might have that person who's there to heckle, to be a heckler. You got that person who's not there for a comedy show. And that's the hardest thing. If you say, no, I'm at Joe and Joe comedy show, why would you be there to not laugh? You know, I don't understand that. Like, why would you be there to try not to maximize their job? I'm not at your job that's Kentucky Fried Chicken saying the chicken ain't fried right. I'm not at your job at McDonald's saying these are the crispy fries y'all talk about. I'm not at your job when you at the cross light talking about this. Bitch, you need to cross me because I don't know how to cross the street myself. And don't come to my job and mess with me, man. So that'd be the worst part when you got somebody there appreciating the craft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable. That's really understandable. Yeah. But you got some people that... You know, they feel exactly the way you feel. Now, as far as you being a comedian, do you feel like it's something that you have to do even when you're not on the air? Do you feel like, all right, I'm going to be last. I don't got no time to say no dose to nobody. Or do you just take it as a professional business as you being on the air or doing the open mic?
Yeah, I take it as a professional. Like I said, I'm not one of the ones that really gets on the person that's doing their thing. I try to stay professional. Like, if anybody, they'll show you when they see me, I was dressed up. I like wearing shoes. I wear a button up, man. I come real professional. I know Steve Harvey has that type of look, but I try to make it seem like, yo, I came to give you a good show. I came to look good. I brush my teeth. I comb my hair, you know. I try to make it so that, man, when I step off that stage, I give you a good performance. Now, I didn't teach you how to mess.
Now, I was watching something one day. Now you have kids. Now, what if it came down to your kids going to school cracking jokes because they following behind you? How do you deal with that situation?
How do you say, how do it?
Let's say, because, you know, a lot of kids follow behind their fathers, you know. So what if you have your child that's going to school and they, like, they doing what they doing, but they also cracking a lot of jokes, you understand?
Hey,
so
know,
how do you deal with that situation?
I got a daughter, she's 12 years old, and she does that. She's kind of like a more serious person. She's ladylike. And when I'm joking, she's like, Daddy, stop.
Daddy, stop. And then she, you know, we both, I'm emotional. My brother is emotional, too. So I'm like, Dad, I'm just trying to live my life. I'm trying to be funny. But it's not funny right now, Daddy. These are my friends, Daddy. Hey, her friends is dying. They love me. Like, the kids love. Hey, chicken chick. Hey, chicken chick. Like, my son, he's 1.5 years old. So we're going to daycare center, right? So I go to daycare center. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. All the kids go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. So I say, run to the wall. You should see all the kids. They run to the wall because they respect what I say. So they believe everything I say is good for them. So you got, like, 7 kids running to the wall. So the parents like this. That's not funny. You can't make the kids run to the wall. Why are you doing that? I'm going to call diapers. You going to call diapers on your own kids? Because my family runs to the wall. Their dumbass son runs to the wall. I teach my son not to run to the wall. You need to be a responsible parent and teach your son not to run to the wall. You need to teach your son not to be a follower, but to be a leader. Oh, I just pulled out that your parenting skills is not right.
Well, you know what, chick?
I gotta write down that joke. I just made that joke up. Just now, I gotta write it down. Hold up. I just made that up. Thank you, GQ Pod Radio, because I now got a funny ass joke, and it was proven on video. This radio station worldwide. There's somebody in China right now like this. Funny.
All right.
Now, we know you got an event coming up tonight. Now, let us know about all your. Do you have any more events coming up after tonight?
Yeah. Tonight I'm in Queens, man, and Linden Boulevard. It's called the Proper Cafe. Me, my man, Parnell Holland, they invited me out about the first stage, y'all. Sunday night. You can see me at Bamboo's. That's in Elizabeth. They got a big show going on there. Monday night, we bring it back to the funny at Marlowe's in Irvington and Lyons Avenue, man. Like I said, I'm not the biggest comedian. I get called. They say, hey, chick, we need you down here. And I be making it out, man. But like I said, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Chick the Comedian. It's C-H-I-C-C, the comedian. Just like a baby chicken. Just like you say, hey, little baby chicken. Send me a little baby chicken. But it's Chick. You know, baby chick. He's a baby chick. I be thinking about when I grow up to become a big comedian, do I say Chicken the Comedian? I don't do that. I think that name is so coming out third is Chicken the Comedian. My name ain't Chicken, dog. My name ain't Chicken.
Yo, Chick, I want to tell you, it was an honor having you on. Welcome back anytime. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
I really want to give a big shout-out, man. This is, like, all seriousness, because every time I do comedy, I try to cry on stage. So this is my crying moment. Y'all want to give a big shout-out to T, man.
Thank you.
Let me let you know right now, I love you, yo. I love you,
man.
If I had a dime in my pocket, you could get at least 7 cents. At least that much.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yo, you really was a person in your word. Like, yo, even when I was in jail, man, the only thing that you had was your word. And you came up with that, you gave me the opportunity. Anytime that I need you, man, if y'all gonna be a host of a station, message, I'm there for you. So I don't ask for that much. If you can pay for my daughter and lunch money for a week, and it's only $2.50 sandwiches, I can do the job. That's one less thing. My daddy go to school like this. My daddy gave me turkey and cheese with ketchup every day. And I go out like this, baby, I did it because I got a new job, baby.
I told you I was going to make it happen.
And like I said, I got all the requests. Make sure y'all follow, especially on Twitter. I got like 35 people following me, but they live. I said, when I blow up, I'm going to stop answering requests. I'm be one of the people that hired somebody to look at my request because you wasn't with me from the foundation. You wasn't with me from the foundation.
Oh,
man. Hey, who was that guy? I don't know if it was you, Rich, but it was a guy that I go, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's me that guy. I don't know if he's funny. Who is that guy? I need him to testify. I need him to go like that. Today, we had somebody on the radio, and I didn't catch his funniness. But the Lord touched me and said that he was funny, and I had to recognize that he was funny. Make him testify. Make him testify.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, I ain't messing with you.
We about to pass the door up bucket. Because everybody laughing. Too hard.
I ain't messing with you, man.
How am I getting?
Take a breath.
Wow. Oh, man.
And make sure everybody know right now that this is real talk. I did not get paid for this, people. This is the real, I didn't get paid for this. This is a real testimony right now.
Well, you know what?
I'm driving. I'm at Flatbush Avenue driving right now.
Oh,
I got the GPS on. Don't know where I'm going. I just bought the car, my own money. I bought the car for my radio. My phone could be brought into my car radio.
up next week, we have our new episode with KL and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships. They're going to be doing their thing from 8 to 10, discussing relationships, real serious topics. They're doing big things. And on Friday, once again, it's 6 to 9 with me, your host, Rich Money. Like I said, don't forget GQ Palace. We got 7 different episodes a week with 9 different hosts. We on 14 different websites. Don't forget about the GQ Palace magazine. You can also interact with us on the GQ General Question Wall on Facebook. I'm your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. We about to go do big things tonight. Did I forget anything? I don't think I did. Also, you have, Robert B. Cruz. His event is coming up Thursday on the 21st as well, a comedian show at the Tavern. Tune into that. And he also got another big event going on the 23rd. I got to get you all the information for that. Don't forget about the Trendsetter thing they doing March 9th. They doing big things. Like I said, Cheek, he's going to be in Queens tonight on Linden Boulevard at the Prophet Cafe. And that's about it. You know, I'm your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace signing off. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
Say something I ain't a mind.
Fire up in here.